We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gotta watch that oscillation. Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Boy, it is. Oy, oy, oy.
It's
Friday. If you're going to say it's going to be cold, I'm going to be mad. So I'm going to leave the studio.
Well, define cold.
You're on your own, dude.
Cold is
this.
Below zero.
This is cold.
It's 18 above. The sun is out. Higher sun angle, puddles. Come on. This is as chilly as it's going to be looking out into March.
I think 20 degrees is the little marker.
There you go. 20? And it's only 18.
Yeah, under 20 is chilly.
You round up. We round up to 20. But,
disappointed.
I don't see any more sub-zero temperatures in the metro.
God.
Looking into the first week of March, we'll see a few more slaps. But again, the worst of it, which hasn't been all that bad. If you look at heating degree day data, and I know you haven't.
All the time. That's how I spend my morning.
I know you study that.
Looking at the European models and the heating degree data.
That's if you take the high and low and subtract that from 65. That's the number of heating degree days. And you add that up. And if you look at that since August, we're actually a little bit warmer than average. We should be saving a little bit of money based on what is average heating degree data.
Not feeling any better about that.
Jora, the problem is last winter was easy. It was a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, the last three winters were relatively easy. So now that we have something closer to an average Minnesota winter, mm-hmm. it feels like punishment.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We've gotten spoiled. I mean, last winter was easy and people, this is the way it's always going to be. We're always going to have easy winters. No.
Not
most
for
of
Mariah.
Them.
Just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
No hot tea this winter.
Poor thing.
That's
no hot
problem.
Tea.
No yeah. hot tea. She's going to have to rough it with us.
You want to talk cold. On this date, back in 1903, Pokegama Dam, 59
really?
Below zero.
You just made that up.
That's up near Grand Rapids. No, that was the state record. The coldest low temperature in the state of Minnesota for the longest time was 59 below on February 16th, 1903, Pokegama Dam. Until Tower.
Pokegama Dam.
Pokegama, which is just fun Pokegama. To say. That record stood for 93 years until Tower, Minnesota saw 60 below on Groundhog Day 1996. You remember that. You were here in 96, weren't you?
I was not. I was in
Were you still in high school?
Indiana. Oh, I was.
Don't tell me that.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't
96?
In high school. No. I was in Pennsylvania, Northeast Pennsylvania, being a medical reporter.
Okay.
Wilkes-Barre Scranton, your old stomping
grounds. That's right.
This texter writes, Jordana, please stop Paul from saying the worst is over. Every time he says it, it gets colder again.
The coldest was late December and the first few days of January. That's when we got down to 13 below mm-hmm. air temp. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, are we going to see a couple more nights below zero? Possibly. But in terms of sustained cold, the worst really is behind us. And I mean it this time.
We did get spoiled on that 40-degree day. Got a little spoiled.
Yeah. But it's Minnesota, right? So, couple of opportunities. There could be a little bit of ice tomorrow morning. Doesn't look like a big deal. Sunday, most of the snow is going to be northern Minnesota. If you're heading up towards Brainerd, maybe 4 inches there, 5 in Duluth. Here in the metro, maybe a slushy coating early Sunday, but it's going to bounce up close to 40 on Sunday. Monday, another storm tracking to our south, but it's moving so quickly, it won't have much of a chance to drop significant snow, maybe a couple of inches of sloppy, slushy snow. Here's what I think is going to happen. The last week of February and the first week of March, mainly 30s for highs, even a few days in the 40s, Jor. And the models look stormier. They bring a series of storms in off the Pacific and then approaching from the southwest, which is where you want the big storms to approach from, so that you get moisture not only from the Pacific but the Gulf of Mexico. The problem is, with that kind of a pattern, with 30s and 40s, we may be looking at sloppy snow a mix of snow
so
and rain, maybe a little bit of ice.
To. Thanks, Paul.
But that's the beauty of
really
March.
Love
if
this
you,
segment.
Look, if you don't like winter, March is a big step in the right direction because it snows, but then it's gone within
so
24 hours.
So I took a lot of vacation time in March because I think March is a long, drawn out wait for spring.
Yeah, but 30s feel so good. 30s and 40s
okay.
after
right,
what we've
fair.
Been through.
Right,
I think
that's fair.
You know, and everybody has their own opinion,
right,
and you
that,
are
okay.
entitled
yeah,
to your
fair.
Own opinion. But I
that's
think
fair.
February's the toughest month, but, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So we'll keep an eye on that. Oh, I know you're big into NASCAR. Daytona 500 is Sunday, and it's going to be 75 and sunny.
I've never been
in
to
Daytona.
The Daytona 500. I was more into IndyCar because I lived in Indianapolis for 2 years.
Did you go? I went to the Indy 500.
Yes, and we broadcast from there. It was great fun.
It is amazing.
And twice was enough.
Yeah.
I was there 2 years. Check that box. Done. It was fascinating that they drive left. They go in a circle, and then we're done. And I, you know, it's all good. It's very exciting.
Well, it's not for everybody.
I appreciated it while I was there.
Box checked.
Are we going to go to Frank?
Yeah, we're going to go to Frank, who will make us laugh. That's a prediction with rare 100% accuracy.
Any other sloppy, smushy grossness to tell us about?
No. I'm excited. I'm ready for spring.
Me too. We all are. All right, folks, it's 4:16. When we get back, Frank Vassalero will make us laugh. Hey, Frankie V.
Franco!
I hope he's there.
Hey, Frank.
Frank, are you just sitting down?
Frank.
He can't hear us yet.
Frank.
He hasn't put on his
Hello?
Yet.
Frank.
Yes, did you already do my intro?
Frank.
I just sat down.
Frank.
I'm so happy I didn't belch. Wow.
Or something worse, a mixed up belch. That
also,
been...
I do a very weird mic check for Susan when I sit down.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you normally say?
I say something like this. Good afternoon, this is Frank in the radio closet. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Can anyone hear me?
Is it,
over!
Is he true, Susan, or did he make that up to cover up some indiscretion that he says?
Or sometimes if you guys are saying something, I'll mock you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Or if there's
nice.
A commercial on,
uh-huh.
I'll do that too. Is it that late?
No, we came to you early because I didn't want to hear any more weather.
Friday.
Yeah,
she
was terrible.
She cut me off.
Yeah, it was,
she
was
said,
slush and cold.
Enough.
Oh, good. What was he babbling about? Did he say anything weird?
Well, slush and cold. I didn't want to hear about slush and cold.
It's
and then how I need to man up about this. You know, this is a very average winter, George. Stop being so cold and being such a baby.
Oh,
and I don't
just
want
so
to man
negative.
Up.
Just so negative.
So
just
you two have
really
been fighting
negative.
All afternoon. This is fabulous.
Oh,
this is great.
Yeah. Look. Better weather, and he's in charge of the weather. He invented stuff like Doppler
I am a messenger. I am a messenger. I'm not here to make you happy in the weather department. That is not my task.
That's
it's not my job, man. Not my job.
I'm going to change his job description.
Jeez.
Anyway,
sorry,
Frank, I know it's a slow news day over by you, right?
Well, it really isn't, but I think all the things that are a big deal, you've probably already talked about. I think this FBI thing is a massive, huge story. But I know you've already, and I just don't want to just keep beating up the same stuff that you already talked about. And there's some local things going on I'm sure you've already covered, too. I have some lighter stuff, we can dive into that deep stuff. We can do whatever you guys want to do. It's your program.
What do you
want
to do?
What I'd like to do is referee a fight between you two, because I always find that.
Come on over.
Or try to actually encourage you in my own way to fight more.
Come on over.
I would like
to discuss if we think there's... snow volleyball should be an Olympic sport.
Or curling. I'm looking at
an Olympic sport.
I know, but I'm looking at CNBC, and I don't know. I know it's a game. It's like cricket. And,
yeah.
And what, the curling?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I have not.
I think it's great fun. It's great.
Do you understand? You understand the rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that hard. And I also found that if you're drinking a few beers, like bowling, the rules and the game will really come to you much more. Bowling, one of the very few sports, I think, where you can actually have a couple drinks and be better.
Because it loosens you up, right?
I don't know what it does. But it seems maybe you hurl the ball faster, or I don't know.
But you actually
But there is, of course, a tipping point as well.
You pitched a story about a table game getting more play. Are we talking about ping pong or pure pong?
No. It's a card game. It's Mahjong.
Oh, my mother. Oh, please. My mother's been playing Mahjong for years.
It's
Pam
making
Green
it's. Here's the story now. So you know, your mother has played, your kid's grandmother. So, you know, it's always seen as like a grandma game. Mm-hmm. And now it's making a huge resurgence, which actually started on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And I was asking a couple of people here, and I talked to my 5 o'clock producer, Tracy. She's, oh, yeah, all my friends play it. And I'm like, really?
Really?
Yes.
See, that's the one thing my mom never taught us, probably because she couldn't stand to have us around. So it was like, leave if my Mahjong ladies are coming. So yeah. She never took the time to teach us, which is unfortunate.
And it is. A lot of people in the story on the East Coast, they're just like old Jewish grandma types.
That's exactly who's playing. In fact, my mother might be playing at this very moment down in Florida.
But now it's picking up. Yeah, so you don't know any young people that are playing it now?
2 bam, 3 crack. They say weird stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, that's like they put down tiles and they say things like 2 bam, 3 crack. And it was all very exotic when we were kids.
Yeah.
And the Mahjong ladies would come over and mom would bring out, you know, that beige folding table. And it's the only time that she would put out the bowl of M&Ms and the bowl of peanuts. And then we'd always get in trouble if we tried to steal it because it was for her Mahjong group. You know, God forbid we have a little nosh before the ladies come over. And then we all had to disappear because it was her Mahjong night. And they would come over and they would yenta it up. And I can say that because it was my mom and her friends.
Were they doing Jello shots? Or?
Nothing like that. It was like peanut M&Ms. And they would, every now and then, someone would yell out something like, 2 bam, 3 crack. And that's it.
So everyone's a bunch of Jewish grandmas doing Jello shots and yelling out things that no one understands.
I'd
with
watch
a bunch
that.
Of Yiddish words.
The no,
National Mahjong League says the number of players has grown like 5% every year for the last decade.
Nice.
I did not
know. And now people are actually taking lessons, and younger people are getting involved with it.
Maybe
it's because of the Jello shots. I understand
it
now.
I don't think so. One of my friends on Facebook did want to start a group, but I don't know. I just don't have the space right now to learn Mahjong.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I will eventually when I become an old Jewish grandma, which I hope to be someday. But I don't know. I don't have the. But I'm glad that who's playing? Your producer?
No, she said some of her friends are.
Oh, yeah.
She said some of her friends actually play.
I imagine it's really fun, unless there's something secret. There's Jello shots that we never saw, but I'm sure it looked really fun.
That's another game where I think a couple drinks, but again, mm-hmm. after a couple, it's tough. Tough to play cards
right.
well.
I completely agree. So,
what about forecasting? Are you still doing that? Because I know you like to have a couple drinks before you went on the air. Is that better?
That is just a rumor.
Oh.
Although I still adore my CCOTV flask.
Do you have one?
A lot of nights up on that roof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cold, dark, and lonely. Nothing.
Story of my life.
I don't know what you're doing up there.
Hey, Frank, you got any plans this weekend? You going to see Black Panther?
No. Basketball and a little bit more basketball.
Yeah. Ah.
With the kids, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have. The tournaments are starting.
There's a big Division III game tomorrow. University is playing the University of St. Thomas, their big rivals, and they mm-hmm. play tomorrow at University of St. Thomas at 1 o'clock. St. John's is well ahead in the MIAC this year, mm-hmm. which is surprising because UST is a lot. So anyway, the competitive big rivalry should be a lot of people. That's a 1 o'clock tilt.
Sounds good.
It'll
be fun. Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Basketball.
For sure. Yeah, and you know what? A hot gym on a cold, freezing day, it might help you out, Jordana. It's good to be indoors.
It's going to be in the 30s.
Well, that's fine. It's no problem. Maybe it'll play outdoors then.
Come
on. Yeah.
Take your shirt off and grill.
Oh, my God.
Just go out on the deck. It's in the 30s. What do you want, woman?
It's not in the 30s now,
want?
Is it?
75
like right
palm
it's in
trees?
The 30s?
What do you
Hold
want?
On. Let me check my Aeris
app. It's 18.
It's 18.
You know, I can tell.
I'm talking tomorrow. It's going to be in the 30s.
That's good.
Low
That'll be awesome.
Tomorrow, upper 30s
I
on
won't complain.
Sunday. That's above average.
Maybe I won't need any hot tea tomorrow.
I just want to take a sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
I love that soundbite.
Who's that from?
It's Mariah on New Year's Eve.
I think she had a few Jello shots.
Yeah.
She was complaining about the hot tea.
Forget about the hot tea.
She's a diva. It's fantastic. She can complain about whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, I'll complain about hot tea.
Amelia's okay? How's she doing?
She's ornery. I've been having problems for the last half an hour just having even a basic, simple conversation with her.
Well, what did you do? Clearly, it's
your
fault.
You messed up? Oh, my was it God. Was it Valentine's Day?
Just, no.
She's disappointed again this year?
No, she's never disappointed. She's either completely satisfied or she is amused and she has a story to tell. So either way, she's a huge winner all the time. I remind her of that constantly. You are such a winner being married to me.
Did it go well? I have to tell my husband that also. How lucky he is every day.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll go on Facebook to look at some of the guys that she used to date or her peer group.
Oh, why do you do that?
Because then I'm like, look at your husband is aging better than about 98% of the people you dated.
You really look at her old boyfriends?
No, they pop up every now and then.
As he's stalking his wife's Facebook feed.
Whoa. Yeah.
They're here and there.
You buried the lead.
I get it, Frank. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you.
You're fun. Thank you for chatting with us, because this really was, it's one of the highlights of
our show. It is. It's really the highlight of our day.
Well, good. It's wonderful to have friends with low expectations.
Yes.
You guys are awesome and easily amused, and keep drinking your Jello shots and, you know, have a good show and
playing
a good weekend.
Fighting about the weather.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing our thing.
Yeah. Keep fighting. I'm going to leave. You guys keep fighting.
Frank Fasolaro, 5,
Frank.
6, and 10.
Tune in.
We'll talk to him on Monday. News is next, and we will go beyond the headlines when we return.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
We're going to talk. Welcome back. Jordana and Paul here. Thank you for spending some time with us today. We are now going beyond the headlines. There you go.
Way beyond.
There you go. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. An inmate in a prison in Peru drugged his identical twin brother, changed into his clothing, and walked out of the prison, leaving his brother behind bars. Alexander Delgado was serving a 16-year sentence for child sexual abuse and robbery when his brother visited him on January 10th, the Peruvian ministry said. Alexander met his twin in a common area, but later brought him back to his cell. I mean, I guess you can do that. Hey, want to see my crib? Come check it out. See what I've done with it. I guess you're allowed to go back to his cell. Mm-hmm. There, he offered his sibling a sedative-laced soda. I guess you can have soda in the Peruvian prison as well. Alexander then traded clothing, swapped places with his passed-out sibling in a brazen escape.
That's pretty cold.
The brother woke up several hours later and told security guards what happened.
Yeah.
They confirmed his identity because they're thinking, yeah, right, dude, sure.
Yeah, nice try.
They confirmed this identity using fingerprints, okay? The brother said, you know, he still loves his brother, but it's unclear whether he forgives him for the stunt. Wow, that is cold. But he said he just wanted to see his mama.
Okay, well, all right, we'll give him a pass to see mama. Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's being sent to a maximum security prison, so no more escapes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the Babe Brackett? In Little Rock, Arkansas?
This sounds like has sexual harassment written all over it.
Well, it just goes to show that we are not Little Rock, Arkansas. And you know the brackets, right? The
like Final
basketball
Four brackets,
brackets
course,
Final
yes.
Four, of course. Mm-hmm. They did this with women.
Oh, that's
broadcasters.
So inappropriate.
I know. A radio station that places local female journalists in a tournament-style contest.
Is no longer on the air in the latest news.
Started a protest on Twitter yesterday, Winnie Wright, who's a reporter at KTHV, said her station's management asked her and her colleagues not to speak publicly about the contest.
Oh boy.
But after Arkansas's governor told the radio station that, quote, everybody enjoys the contest.
No.
Wright took to Twitter and she started the hashtag, and you should check this out, more than a babe, hashtag, more than a babe, this started yesterday. Soon after, female journalists from other TV markets from New York on down to Glendive, Montana, weighed in with their support. Some shared their own stories on a daily basis. While I'm working to bring important stories to the people of Arkansas, I'm catcalled, have obscenities yelled at me from cars, have men comment on my appearance in a professional setting, and worse. But I am, hashtag, more than a babe, wrote Thursday in a series of tweets that included a list of her professional accomplishments. Female meteorologists are not weather ladies. We are scientists, wrote Melissa Nord of WUSA in Washington. Here's the problem.
I mean, it is 2018.
I know, but not in Little Rock, apparently. A lingerie shop sponsors the Babe Bracket, carried on KABZ Radio after originating at another Little Rock station in 1997. Promotional material includes a silhouette of a scantily clad woman behind a tournament bracket
Could
that includes photos of the reporters and anchor
I think,
women.
I think I've heard enough. Yeah.
This is just,
It's just, how did they get away with this?
They don't, because we're talking about it. Hopefully it'll be shut down.
God help us.
Speaking of getting away with stuff, Danny Lee Betker, Minnesota's most prolific drunk driver, is now in prison after being convicted of his, get this, 28th DWI.
Oh.
His 28th.
Where is he?
Here in Minnesota.
Oh,
records of
God.
His infractions only go back to 1980, so there might be more before that. Dude is 65 years old. He's from Fergus Falls. He refused to submit to a breath test after being pulled over in October. He'll likely spend the next 2 years in prison, having been sentenced to a 4.5-year term for felony DWI, which 130 days, 31 days is already time served. But just this is an unbelievable story. There is a chance he could eventually be allowed to drive in Minnesota again. It's true. Minnesota's DWI laws are such that even despite the 27 DWIs prior and felony convictions, he will eventually be allowed to get his license back. This is a story that needs to have a
28
law change.
Times?
Yes. This needs to stop.
How on earth?
He could get his license back if he goes to follows recommendations and chemical use assessment, successfully completes chemical dependency and meets other requirements like has insurance, you know, passes a test, all that stuff. But no, that needs to stop. The law needs to be changed.
Houston, we have a problem.
My God, a menace.
God help us. That is just
insane.
That's something that The Onion,
it's
a headline in The Onion,
it's
28
insane.
Times.
Mm-hmm.
No. I found this interesting. The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, needs to fly first class because people are mean to him and coach. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
People are mean to him and coach.
People are mean to me and coach all the time, but I continue to fly coach.
Oh, my God.
But listen to this. Apparently, he had several unpleasant interactions with other travelers. Scott Pruitt spoke about his flight costs on Tuesday in a pair of interviews. Apparently, there have been some incidents. He was approached in the airport numerous times to the point of profanities being yelled at him and so forth. I guess some people mentioned, hey, quote, you're effing up the environment.
Oh, okay.
Some fellow passengers have reportedly shouted at him on flights. So he sits in first class and he has armed federal officers with him. But I think the question a number of people are having, how many people would actually recognize Pruitt?
Right.
He's the former attorney general of Oklahoma. Many members of Congress, many of whom are much more recognizable, travel and coach all the time, whether or not they're recognized. But anyway, he travels with armed federal officers.
What a spoiled baby.
But he travels in first class because some people were mean to him.
Get over yourself. And he's not even a millennial, so we're not saying bad things about millennials. We're saying bad things about, how old is this dude? Almost 60?
I don't know.
What an idiot.
Sure. Older. He's definitely
people
older.
People are mean to me.
Yeah.
If he sat and coached with the armed federal officers, I don't think people would be that mean to him. I can't. What a wimp. It may be freezing temperatures at the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, but the world's best beach volleyball players are having some fun with their sport. Now, keep in mind, snow volleyball is not yet a Winter Olympic sport, but Paul, I think we need to put in another call to NBC.
I'd watch that.
Snow volleyball was not on our list.
Huh.
I think we're going to do it. So what they did, they made a case for snow volleyball. The International Volleyball Federation and European Volleyball Confederation recruited beach volleyball Olympians from countries like Brazil, China, South Korea, and Austria to compete in a demonstration at the Austria House where the athletes donned warm clothing. You think they can't wear you know what they wear at beach volleyball? They're like naked.
Mm-hmm.
At least the girls with the little tiny skimpy tops and like those shorts that go up their butt. It's really inappropriate clothing choices. Even for beach volleyball, I think they can be a little more modest, but that's just me. Maybe I'm
they should dress in layers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not at the beach, but thank God they weren't wearing the skimperoo shorties. Now, because Pyeongchang is freezing, even colder than here.
Is it Pyeongchang or Pyeongchang? I've heard the announcers on NBC refer to it as Pyeongchang, and it's spelled Chang. So why is it Chong?
My South Korean's a little rusty.
And is it Cheech and Chong?
And I don't know
the
answer.
Or is it Cheech and Chang? Cheech and Chong?
They donned warm clothing, gloves, soccer cleats, and they started a set. And they started to set and spike on a snowy court. And I'm going with Pyeongchang. That's how it's spelled.
All right.
Please, South Koreans, let me know if I am mispronouncing it.
I'm going to do this one in 10 seconds. Marriage license kiosk opens up at Las Vegas airport, according to Fox News. You can't actually get married at the airport, but you can pick up a license, which costs $77 at the airport.
Okay.
For people that are in a hurry.
Yes, they're preparing.
You come to Vegas, you want to get married? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got you covered.
All right.
All right, that's all about it.
Max is up next with sports on CCO. I bet he was saying whoa on his walk back to TV because it was cold, and Mike Max was not wearing a coat when I last saw him.
This is not cold.
Are you okay?
Maxie?
No, I didn't wear a coat. You know why?
Tough why?
Because the skyways.
Amen,
that's
brother.
Right. That's right.
I hate wearing coats, long coats. I mean, I wear a suit because it's bulky in the car, first of all.
True.
Right.
Or you get out, and then you realize that you leaned up against the car, and it's all salty.
Yep.
And it just, it's so cumbersome. Everywhere you go, you got to take it off, and then I might. You know what I did when I was out in Colorado on vacation?
Hmm.
I lost my keys to my car back in Minnesota.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I thought, how am I going to explain this to my wife, right? So I looked. I went to seven different places that I was at. Nobody had them, right? So I finally gave up. And right before I flew back, I called her and said, I lost my keys.
You said, honey,
No, I didn't tell her I lost
you.
Them. I said, I left them there.
You misplaced them.
Yeah, because if I left them at the unit, then I'm not as in as much trouble as if I lost them, right?
Right.
But
right.
I bought you a present.
Yeah, so,
and
so
I really
I'm thinking,
missed you.
If I just left them, well, she says, no problem. I'll call and get a hold of whoever the maid service is there and make sure they mail them to us.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Now we got a problem.
Because you're lying.
Yeah.
Well,
there's your problem.
There's some lying.
You don't have another set at home somewhere?
I found another set.
Did you?
I left a spare at the airport where I parked, and I it was like a miracle. I got there, and I found it in the last place I looked, and I thought, I never had to lie in the first place. She never would have known.
Because she's smart. Remember that.
No problem. I'll have the maid service send it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I hadn't thought of that one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Maxie, I'm assuming that you were at the Wolves game
yes.
last night for the Flip Saunders tribute. Yeah. How did that turn out? I heard it was amazing.
It was a good tribute. They've done a couple of them now, you know, since his mm-hmm. untimely death a couple of years ago. But I guess what was different last night was they brought in Chauncey Billups and Sam Cassell were there. Kevin Harlan, who is not just a national play-by-play man, one of the best in the business, but he called a lot of the games. This is where he got his start. And so he kind of emceed it. But he was here when Flip came here, so they knew each other well. Mm-hmm. And that was a nice touch. And then on top of that, you had they were playing the Lakers. Lakers have assistant coach Mark Madsen, who played for Flip, and Michael Thompson doing the color commentary, who played with him in college. So you had all kinds of connections there. It was the right night to do it. In fact, I was thinking about one funny story. Mark Madsen, who now plays for coaches for the Lakers, was playing for the Timberwolves. And it was the end of a game, and he was not option number one, two, or three, but he ended up with the ball in his hands, team down by one, and he missed a very easy shot. And the game ends, they lose the game. Mark Madsen's a terrific guy. Next day, Flip told me, he comes in, and he hears, he gets in early, and he hears somebody's practicing, you know, and it's not practice time yet, but he hears somebody dribbling. And he walks out there, and it's Mark Madsen. And he is practicing the very move that escaped him the night before that led to the loss. And he's practicing and practicing and practicing. And Flip says, what are you doing? He says, I'm practicing. That'll never happen again, coach, because I'm working on all the fundamentals, so I will make that shot the next time. And Flip says to him, you don't ever have to worry about that, Mark. And he says, oh, good. He says, because you will never be in the game again.
Ouch. Really?
He said it in fun. I mean, you know, they were close enough.
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad there was laughter. That's fun. I'm
so there's
sure that's
laughter, yes.
Flip wanted that.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey. All right, what else are you working on?
So the Wild play tomorrow. Talk to Bruce Buter. He's going to be on with me tonight. The Wild coach, they're in a real dogfight right now for the playoffs. And interesting, Boudreaux has, he purchased a junior hockey team. And it plays in Coon Rapids. He and a guy by the name of Jay Witta, who used to play at St. Cloud State, who's in the advertising business. And so his son plays on this team that he bought. And so he's going to be at that game tonight, watching his son play goalie for that junior team. So Boudreaux's fully invested. I guess his wife kind of runs it. He helps run the team and oversee it. And so it's he's really made a commitment to here in Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and we got, what else? We got Twins are in spring training. That's a good sign.
Oh, yeah.
Pitchers and catchers. And mm-hmm. So
we're excited.
On Sunday, Sid and I are going to have Tom Thibodeau on, Brian Lawton, Mark Coyle, John DeFilippo, the new coach of the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator. And so we're going to have all kinds of things coming up then as well.
Maxie, how are Minnesotans doing in the Olympics overall?
Just okay. The cross-country sprint, this Diggins girl out of Stillwater, mm-hmm. Afton did really well and surprised everybody because the U.S. has done so poorly in that event. The women's hockey team, which is where the bulk of the Minnesotans play, plus they're coached by Rob Stauber, were beaten by Canada. Now, that's in the preliminary. The thought is every year... It's always U.S. and Canada in the championship game, but they haven't beaten Canada in that championship game since 1998. And so they will probably meet again because there's not much competition between now and the championship, but Canada seems to be a little bit better again.
All right.
Mike Max, you can watch him tonight. Listen to him here on
Have
CCO.
A great weekend, Maxie.
Yeah, you guys too. Great to visit with you. Have a
Thanks,
good weekend.
Buddy.
You got it. Get a coat. Worry about him.
Oh, he's fine.
I know he's fine.
He's got the skyways. God.
We'll be back after the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.